Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. Still hanging in there. I do see some buildups, some cloud buildups to the north, northeast. Is Milton getting any rain now? Do you know? I mean, it looks like these clouds could be over the Milton area.
If they're not getting some already, they could be soon. All right. Do have some rainfall chances this evening.
Well said. Austin will also reverberate that same message in about 3 to 4 minutes when we throw in the weather and traffic together coming up in just a second. But here you go. Three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola's contract with VO, the e-scooter rental company, could be in jeopardy. City Administrator Tim Kinsella said the technology meant to prevent the scooters from operating on the sidewalk was not working. Users are not following the age limit of 18 to rent the scooters, and adults are renting those scooters to children. Company is facing a fall deadline to continue its service. Mayor Reeves, well, he says he's not really sure if his administration is going to recommend extending that VO contract.
We've tried to evolve this relationship with VO and with back when there were stand-up scooters as well, trying to find that right mix of what works best for our community and whether this works long-term. At all.
Okay, the city's collecting data regarding the scooter's usage and impact on local neighborhoods.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon. The results are in for the public vote on the Pensacola Beach Gateway project. There were three options for an entrance at the south end of Sykes Bridge, and it was the second of the three, which featured a beach ball on the right corner of the arc, earning the most votes. The public input also allowed voters to leave comments. Some voiced criticism of the options, while many said they wouldn't like to see a new entrance sign at all.
All right, here's your third story this afternoon. Kimberly Spear Sullivan, she is a local attorney, hoping to help Elizabeth Collins, the 79-year-old Gulf Breeze woman with dementia. She remains jailed after her recent arrest. Spear Sullivan says Collins' arrest, tragic example of what can go wrong when families do not know the resources available to them. Spear Sullivan says she can't really understand here, but she wants to help the family navigate through hurdles they would not otherwise know about, and has offered her services, and get this, pro bono.
We can help her figure out which skilled nursing facility she wants to go into or which one will take her, and then we can help her apply for and hopefully qualify for Medicaid. So that's kind of the trajectory of where this case needs to go from here. And it's doable.
Okay, Sullivan says her heart sank when she learned of the story just last week. I think it impacted a lot of folks around this area. It is 6:15. Afternoon sliding by here. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, luckily it doesn't look like there's much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of those two spots, there's not much holding you up. And even those two areas aren't looking too severe. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 85 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 tonight with a 40% chance of thunderstorms this evening. That's going to bleed into your Friday, which will in turn bleed into your Saturday and Father's Day Sunday. All three of those days having substantial rainfall chances, along with highs just under 90 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the Office of Representative Michelle Saltzman, in partnership with local, state, and federal officials, will host an in-person mobile office hours to assist constituents with casework studies. They're doing this tomorrow, by the way. The event is from noon to 2 at the Escambia Tax Collector's Office. This is in Brentwood at 5045 North Palafox Street.
And several law enforcement agencies teamed up for a DUI enforcement operation last Friday. FHP, Pensacola Police, Escambia Sheriff's Office, Gulf Breeze Police, UWF Police, all of them participated in a focused roadway safety detail throughout the area. The operation resulted in 109 total violations, 11 DUI arrests and 11 DUI arrests and 1 DUI. Police issued 57 speeding tickets, 10 misdemeanor traffic violations, 5 and 1 move over violation. Officers also issued 43 written warnings. So a lot of numbers and a lot of different violations there is what I gathered from it.
Good observation. 617 News Radio 92.3. Baptist Healthcare been named as one of the America's greatest workplaces in healthcare. The award recognizes companies through a comprehensive assessment and an analysis of over 120 key performance indicators. Baptist is one of the largest non-governmental employers in Pensacola with more than 4,500 team members.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, one of 15 people aboard a boat that exploded in Fort Lauderdale on Memorial Day, speaking out about her survival and her two sons' severe burns. Cassandra Rivera says fuel fumes ignited on a 39-foot sea ray in the intercoastal waterway. Her 5- and 7-year-old sons are still recovering in a Miami hospital, and most of the boat passengers jumped or fell in the water, with 29-year-old Joshua Fifi dying days later. Lawsuits are pending.
A rocket launch at the Kennedy Space Center is scheduled for blastoff tomorrow. The date? Friday the 13th. And we're hoping nobody on that crew has triskaidekaphobia.
Or hoping they haven't seen the movies.
That's exactly right. The launch window opens at 6:45. This is Pensacola time. SpaceX will launch a batch of Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit from Cape Canaveral.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer declaring Florida an anti-riot state. This as cities around the country are seeing a flood of anti-ICE protests. And the Attorney General warned unruly protesters about the state's anti-rioting act and promised enhanced penalties for offenders. Protests for No King's Day are scheduled around the state this Saturday, including along Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. They coincide with Trump's 79th birthday and the U.S. Army's 250th birthday parade.
Okay, new strategies for turtles. A beach in Tampa Bay trying a new strategy to help keep baby turtles safe. It's going to be interesting. Here's Fox 13 in Tampa.
Helene storm surge washed away dunes, sea oats, and local vegetation, which protected nesting sea turtles and their hatchlings from light that can disorient or confuse them. Manatee County Natural Resources came up with the idea, staking organic seed-free hay as a barrier for turtles. The Anna Marie Island Turtle Watch was pleased with the idea.
With the bales now in place, Manatee County and the Turtle Watch are asking visitors to keep their hands off and let the hay do its job.
All right, and a convicted felon accused of using a gaming app to sexually prey on an 11-year-old boy. Broward County authorities say Valentino McFarland was on probation when he started grooming the child by sending gifts and food to his home. In mid-May, he allegedly threatened to kill the boy if he didn't send him a sexual video. McFarland now behind bars without bond.
Okay, Pulse massacre survivors and surviving family members visited the nightclub on the 9th anniversary of the shooting. Why were they visiting the club after 9 years? They're getting ready to demolish it, taking it down. Here's CJ Papa.
Her son Christopher was shot 9 times during the attack.
Obviously, it's very heartbreaking.
Christine Linenen was among the first groups inside the club for the first time since the horror on June 12, 2016.
As painful as it is, it's nowhere near as painful as what my son experienced that night.
The shooting at the LGBTQ plus friendly nightclub 9 years ago.
Nothing can bring those 49 back. Nothing can cure the mental anguish that so many people have gone through. And I would hope that a site visit would be helpful.
It's a first and last look at the location before it's turned into a memorial. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting national headlines happening today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Governor DeSantis' comments about the acceptability of driving through a crowd if need be to escape a dangerous mob. Looking a little bit more closely at the OLF-8 deal that finally happened last week. Celebrating the life and work of local civil rights activist, the Reverend H.K. Matthews, who is still with us but unfortunately is very ill right now. And Pam Childers lays out a new policy for discretionary fund spending. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. No improvement in the latest numbers on that job market. Jenny Casola reports.
New claims for unemployment benefits remained at an eight-month high last week, though economists say the end of the school year is impacting the readings. It is a sign that layoffs may be rising. Claims for the previous week were revised higher to 248,000, and last week's reading also came in at 248,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits rose to more than 1.9 million in the week ending May 31st, up from the previous reading. Jobless claims also rose to 240,000 in October and February before cooling in the following weeks. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
All right, stocks ending up this afternoon after another encouraging update on inflation. Laura Kantner has more on the story.
Advanced Micro Devices introduced several new AI-focused products Thursday, including its MI350 series accelerators. The chipmaker and NVIDIA rival said it's teamed up with Meta, OpenAI, Oracle, and Microsoft in its bid for an open AI ecosystem. Oxford Industries, parent company of Tommy Bahama and Lilly Pulitzer, is slashing its forecast for the year, blaming tariffs and weaker demand for resort clothing. Oxford shares tanking Thursday. Mortgage rates basically flat this week. Stocks finishing Thursday on a high note. The Dow up 102, S&P 500 up 23, NASDAQ up 47. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on. If you are dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. We're looking pretty clear on the roads here. As for the weather, 85 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Over the course of your Friday, Saturday, and Father's Day Sunday, we're going to have highs just under 90 degrees and substantial rainfall chances. So Pop may be dealing with some rainfall chances on his special day.
Very, 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 very interesting, you know. Okay, more than 200 dead in a plane crash in India. We watched this time and time again here this afternoon. Cannot understand. The liftoff,
so bizarre.
The liftoff was perfect. It rotated, climbed out, and then just sank. Here's the latest report.
It's the world's worst aviation disaster in a decade. Police initially said all 240-plus people on board the Boeing 787 were killed when it crashed shortly after takeoff. But England-based relatives of Vivwash Kumar Ramesh have told the BBC he was on board the doomed Air India flight from Ahmedabad to London and miraculously appears to have survived. It's the first time Boeing's so-called Dreamliner has been involved in a fatal incident. The crash is also feared to have caused deaths on the ground. The airplane careened into a busy medical college building. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And the White House's deployment of troops to L.A. to protect ICE agents from protesters is the focus of a federal hearing this afternoon. A federal judge in San Francisco hearing arguments from the Trump administration and the state of California after Governor Gavin Newsom filed a lawsuit earlier this week against the move made by Trump. Up to 4,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines were sent to the city, the state requesting a temporary restraining order that would limit the troops to guarding federal buildings with no other responsibilities.
Here's something you're going to need to maybe keep your attention and focus on. Iran and Israel, they're getting ready to go at it here. U.S. pulling non-essential staff from embassies and bases across the Middle East. This move comes as a response to heightened security concerns across the region. Trey Yingst has the details from Tel Aviv.
Reports overnight indicate the Israelis are preparing to strike Iranian nuclear sites as talks between the United States and Iran stall. Now, as a result, the Americans are partially evacuating the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. This is a precaution since it could be a target of any sort of Iranian response. The State Department has also authorized non-essential personnel and dependents of Americans serving in places like Bahrain and Kuwait to voluntarily leave. Here in Israel, the U.S. embassy has restricted domestic travel for embassy staff and family members outside of major cities like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Beersheba. The precautions are all a sign that the Americans are preparing for a deteriorating security situation.
And in a surprise to no one, anti-immigration enforcement protests still being seen in many cities around the country. In Las Vegas, police declared an unlawful assembly after protesters gathered near the federal tower that houses ICE and went to march to other locations. Seattle also seeing demonstrations, and a curfew is in effect in Spokane, Washington, following confrontations with ICE officers Wednesday night. Texas Governor Greg Abbott had preemptively deployed National Guard troops to San Antonio, but luckily protests in that area have stayed largely peaceful.
627 News Radio 92.3, President Trump says he plans to protect some migrant workers on farms and in the leisure business from immigration raids. Jared Halpern is at the White House with the story today.
The president says he's planning an executive order to shield laborers working at farms and in hotels from deportation.
And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not.
President Trump says farmers and hotel and leisure businesses can't replace workers who are taken away from them.
You know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great.
Still, President Trump says he's not backing away from fulfilling a campaign promise to carry out mass deportation operations. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Nobody is above the law, and one Democratic senator's finding that out today. Alex Padilla was forcibly taken away from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's news conference in Los Angeles today. He was trying to speak up about the immigration raids and protests that have been going on in California. He just busted in the room, not addressed as a formal, like, governmental official, anything like that. Didn't know who he was as he made his way in the room.
Just some guy.
Well, I will tell you this. FBI took care of him very quickly. And now the Democrats across the country have proposed to go back at the Republicans for this decision in terms of protecting Kristi Noem. Mm. It's a mess, and here's the story.
This is rather remarkable. Sometimes they give lawmakers some deference in situations like this. We had a comment here from Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader. He said he was absolutely sickened by this. He was thundering. He was yelling so loudly in the Senate chamber to see this happen, as he put it, to United States Senator. You also had Ben Ray Lujan, who's a Democratic senator from New Mexico, who is rather soft-spoken and never speaks on the Senate floor. It's very rare. And he was just appalled that more of his colleagues weren't down here talking about this. He said, you know, what happens if this is a Republican who comes in? He said to have people being treated like this if they're a United States senator. But Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, indicated, he said, we want a full investigation.
Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Controversy in Los Angeles as California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla was forced out of a news conference being given by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem about the unrest in Los Angeles.
I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground, and I was handcuffed.
But Noem tells Fox News Padilla did not identify himself, calling his behavior completely inappropriate, she says the latter spoke in an office.
Protests over ICE raids continue in Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass says the arrests will tank the local economy.
There are entire sectors of our economy that will not function if the immigrant community is too afraid to go to work and too afraid to go to school.
America's listening to Fox News.
Tired of flickering lights? Trust the experts at Watson's Electric. Residential and commercial services are available. From electrical repairs to home surge protection, they've got you covered. Upgrade with indoor-outdoor lighting or let them handle inspections and keep your home safe and code compliant. Keep your business shining with store lighting, parking lot illumination, and LED retrofits that lower costs. Watson's Electric delivers reliability you can trust. Estimates are free. Professional service, exceptional results. Watsonselectric.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola's contract with VO, the e-scooter rental company, could be in jeopardy. City Administrator Tim Kinsella said the technology meant to prevent the scooters from operating on the sidewalk was not working. Users are not following the age limit of 18 to rent the scooters, and adults are renting them for children. The company is facing a fall deadline to continue its service. Mayor D.C. Reeves, not sure if his administration would recommend extending the VO contract.
Okay, here's your second story of consideration. The results are in for public vote on the Pensacola Beach Gateway Project. There were three options for the entrance at the south end of the Sykes Bridge. Option number two, which featured a beach ball on the right corner of the arc, earned the most votes with 1,942 out of 3,830 votes cast. The public input also allowed voters to leave comments. They were very interesting. Some voters voiced criticism of the options, while many said they wouldn't like to see a new entrance sign at all.
Wow. What Debbie Downers. And your third and final top story this afternoon, Kimberly Spear Sullivan, a local attorney hoping to help Elizabeth Collins. That's the 79-year-old Gulf Breeze woman with dementia who remains in jail after her recent arrest. Spear Sullivan says Collins' arrest is a tragic example of what can go wrong when families do not know the resources available to them. Spear Sullivan says she can help the family navigate through hurdles they would not otherwise know about and has offered her services pro bono.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Still large underdogs in the NBA Finals. The Indiana Pacers lead 2-1. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. The Pacers beat the Thunder in Indianapolis last night, 116-107. Benedict Mathurin came off the bench and scored a team-high 27 points in only 22 minutes against the Thunder.
Ben was amazing getting downhill, not overthinking things. I thought he did a great job operating the pick and roll, just rising up and shooting over guys, getting downhill. He just made play after play. Our whole second group did. Honestly, our second group really won us the game, you know, so, you know, shout out to those guys.
The Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton with NBA TV. After he scored 22 points in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Pascal Siakam added 21, while Benedict Mathurin scored 27 for the Pacers. Indiana also got 10 points off the bench from T.J. McConnell, 8 from Obi Toppin. The Thunder led by Jalen Williams with 26 points and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who scored 24. The Thunder down 2-1, but still a 1-2 favorite to win the series. Game 4 is tomorrow in Indianapolis. Dallas Mavericks, the latest NBA team to reject the New York Knicks' request to speak with their head coach, Jason Kidd, about the Knicks' coaching vacancy. The team fired Tom Thibodeau last week and has sought the likes of NBA head coaches Chris Finch from the Timberwolves and Ime Udoka from the Rockets, as well as former Villanova coach Jay Wright. The Knicks rejected on all fronts. Stanley Cup Final Game 4 tonight in Sunrise, Florida. Reigning Cup champion Panthers have won 2 straight for a 2-1 lead on the Edmonton Oilers, who might make a change in goal tonight. Oilers coach Chris Knobloch said a decision will get made before faceoff, whether to start Stuart Skinner, who gave up 5 goals on 23 shots in Game 3, or backup Calvin Pickard. Faceoff 8 o'clock Eastern Time. NHL postseason awards continue to get announced for the second time. Colorado Avalanche defenseman Cale Makar won the Norris Trophy. Golf, the 125th U.S. Open, underway this morning outside of Pittsburgh at Oakmont Country Club. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we got some more details on a couple of those final touch-ins he did there. Starting with the Stanley Cup Final, it does in fact resume tonight. The Florida Panthers hosting the Edmonton Oilers for Game 4 of the Best of Seven series. Florida is the defending champs, of course, and they hold a 2-1 lead after winning Game 3, 6-1. Puck drop coming up in just over 20 minutes.
Well, let me just kind of zip on back here to local sports activity. Pensacola dropping a close game to Rocket City Wednesday. It was 5-4. Wahoos now 30-29 in the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola back on the road. As a matter of fact, they just threw the first pitch out. It is game 3 of a 6-game series against the Trash Pandas up in Huntsville. And a recent Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee hearing focused on the security needs concerning the 2026 World Cup, which the U.S. is co-hosting, by the way, and the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Here's Kevin Urensky.
Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma described the risks involved with these big events.
They're symbolic targets for those who want to do our nation harm, and we have to be prepared to stop attacks before they happen.
Retired Army Lieutenant General Reynold Hoover is the CEO of the L.A. Games.
The L.A. Olympics will be equal to hosting 7 Super Bowls a day for nearly 30 days straight.
Dr. Gina Lagan is a counterterrorism expert.
I urge you to not only examine the conventional ways the terrorists have attacked global sporting events, but also how technology might change their tactics.
The last major international competition the U.S. hosted was the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And the Indiana Pacers retaking the lead in the NBA Finals, of course. We were hearing something about that. The Pacers took down the Thunder 116-107 in Game 3 in Indianapolis. The Pacers are now 10-0 since mid-March in the game, immediately following a loss. The Pacers will now host the Thunder in Game 4 on Friday. And why I make a point of bringing this up again is because you can catch coverage of that at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Golf's toughest tests got underway today in Pennsylvania. Joe Morgan does have the details for us.
The 125th playing of the U.S. Open makes a trip to Oakmont Country Club this week, which is arguably the most difficult course in America. The first round of golf's second oldest championship begins Thursday at 6:45 a.m. Eastern. Bryson DeChambeau is the defending U.S. Open champion, while Scottie Scheffler enters the tournament on a tear. Scheffler has won in 3 of his last 4 tournaments, including the PGA Championship. After donning the green jacket at the Masters for the first time in April, which completed the career Grand Slam, Rory McIlroy missed the cut last week at the RBC Canadian Open. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Kristen's ranked his top QBs in his top five were Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Jaden Daniels. Notice a name missing in the top five? Well, if you don't, it's obviously Jalen Hurts, who Sims ranked as the 10th best QB in the NFL. And I think it's laughable that Chris thinks there are nine signal callers better than the Super Bowl MVP. So my top five QBs in order entering this season are Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and then, yes, Jalen Hurts. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a ruling from the Supreme Court is expected to ease the way for families of children with disabilities. And what that opportunity is, they have been able to sue over access to education. Jill Nato explains from Washington.
A teenage girl with a rare form of epilepsy is won a unanimous Supreme Court ruling. Her family had said her Minnesota school district didn't do enough to make sure the child had the accommodations she needs to learn, like providing her with instruction in the evening when her seizures are less frequent. Lower courts ruled against the family, saying their case didn't show gross misjudgment on the part of the district, Aseo Area Schools. The district had argued the case means the country's understaffed public schools could be exposed to more lawsuits. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a new pill that's taken once a week is showing promise for treatment of schizophrenia. Researchers at Lyndra Therapeutics, a developer spun out of MIT, have successfully carried out stage 3 clinical trials on the drug, which seems to be as effective as managing symptoms as medications that have been taken every day. The drug has been in development for more than a decade.
All right, might be time to watch your sleep habits a little bit more closely, especially if you're one who likes those mid-afternoon naps. Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A new study shows daytime power naps could contribute to an increased risk of death. Researchers at Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital say some groups of people with irregular daytime sleep patterns have a greater risk of early death. Experts say the findings suggest premature death could be from taking longer daytime naps, fluctuating sleep patterns, or taking naps between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends power naps of no more than 20 to 30 minutes in the afternoon. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A congressional hearing explored American reliance on drugs and pharmaceuticals made overseas and what it might take to make more medicine. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Only 12% of active pharmaceutical ingredients are made in the U.S. India supplies us a third of our drugs. China is increasing its hold on ingredients.
China has become our pharmacist. I practiced pharmacy for almost 40 years. Now I've been replaced by China.
Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter asked Patrick Cashman, the president of USA Antibiotics, the only manufacturer of amoxicillin in the U.S., how quickly he could increase production right now.
With the right policy framework, we could significantly expand production with 18 to 24 months.
He called domestic drug manufacturing a national security issue. One witness said building out a new facility would take at least 5 years, and there needs to be a plan in place to utilize existing manufacturing space for medicines. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Yep, here I am. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what I can notice. If you are dealing with any problems, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, at least locally, we're sitting at around 85 degrees. Going to be a low of 77 tonight with a 40% chance of storms. Those chances are going to increase for your Friday, and they're going to linger through the entire Father's Day weekend. Highs for each of those days. days, just below 90 degrees.
Boy, aren't you a bearer of good news this afternoon.
I know.
Okay, that's your local snapshot. Let's go national. More rainy weather for the Gulf Coast, the South, and the Upper Midwest. Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A stalled front draped across the South will once again be the focus of heavy rain and flooding, along with the possibility of strong to severe storms from Texas along the Gulf Coast into Florida. The Upper Midwest also expecting heavy rain through Friday, especially over central Minnesota. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires causing poor air quality from the northern tier of the country. The heat is breaking records over the West, with some of those hot temperatures backing off a bit for the Northwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher on Wall Street today, with the three major averages on pace for a winning week with tomorrow's session. GameStop shares dropping about 20% today after the video game retailer and meme stock announced its plans for a $1.75 billion convertible notes that it's offering to potentially fund its new Bitcoin purchase strategy. Shares fell more than 15% in pre-market trading after the announcement this morning. Crude oil futures falling more than 1% today at one point after spiking sharply in the previous session on fears that Israel and Iran are on the brink of war. Oil prices jumped more than 4% yesterday as fears of a conflict that would disrupt crude supplies swept over the market. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for July delivery rising slightly up 0.8% today, sitting below $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, new numbers showing cooler inflation in the month of May. And Jenny Casola has more on the story.
Prices at the wholesale level came in cooler than expected in May. The producer price index rose just 0.1%, also up 0.1% for the core reading, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in May, the PPI was up 2.6%. Core PPI was up 3%. Both of those readings were more modest than economists were predicting. The report follows a drop of 0.5% in April. Inflation measured by the PPI peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And a union representing about 45,000 grocery store workers in SoCal is closer to a strike. On Wednesday, United Food and Commercial Workers announced its members have overwhelmingly voted in favor of going on strike. No date has been set for it, though. The union members work at Albertsons, Pavilions, Ralph's, Vaughn's grocery stores. The union says after 4 months, its contract negotiations with names like Kroger and Albertsons have broken down. It also accuses the companies of breaking labor laws and engaging in unlawful surveillance.
Okay, a GOP senator pushes legislation to increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Ryan Schmelz reports from Capitol Hill.
Missouri's Josh Hawley says it's been 15 years since the last increase to the minimum wage, and that's been long enough.
Working people haven't gotten a raise in years, so I just think it's basic justice. It's time to give American workers a raise.
Hawley's bill would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, a rare move for a Republican, as many of his colleagues argue that should be left up to the states, and forcing increased wages on the free market could have negative impacts, like employers replacing workers with machines. It's unclear if Hawley's bill would pass in a Republican-controlled Congress. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And since we're talking about payment and jobs and so on and so forth, analysts were right on the money when it comes to the number of Americans filing first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reports receiving 248,000 initial claims in the week ending June 7th. That makes it unchanged from the previous week's revised total.
Oh boy, did President Trump shake up the nest a little bit here today. Yeah, he signed legislation blocking California's plans to end new gas-powered car sales next decade. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A trio of congressional resolutions signed by President Trump ends EPA approval of California's strictest in the nation emission standards, including a rule that would have banned the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035.
You should be given the option to buy the electric car, buy a gasoline-powered car, buy a hybrid.
The president says the environmental regulations are some of the many crazy laws in California. California and 10 other Democrat-led states quickly filed a lawsuit saying the federal government's actions are unlawful, irrational, and partisan
and will come at the expense of the health and well-being of their residents. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Social Security's cost of living adjustment could go up 2.5% in 2026. That's what analysts are predicting, at least. But that could change depending on what effect President Trump's sweeping global tariffs could have on prices. The adjustment is calculated based on price and inflation data from July, August, and September. The increase could go up if those numbers do, too.
Okay, President Trump says reconciliation with Elon Musk after their public feud is not a top priority after the two reportedly spoke on the phone earlier this week. Alexandria Hoff is at the White House, has more.
Fortunately for Elon Musk, he clearly developed a good rapport, good working relationship with several key members of the administration during his 130 days while he was working with it. One of those being White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. The New York Times reports that Wiles and Musk actually spoke on Friday, as well as Musk and Vice President Vance, about a path to a truce with the president. This gave way to the reported Monday night phone call between President Trump and Elon Musk. Vance said at the Kennedy Center last night, "I think it's in the best interest of the whole country for one of the country's great entrepreneurs to also be supportive of the president, to also be supportive of the president and our agenda." Now, Monday's reported phone call led to the billionaire expressing regret over the social media sledgehammer he had deployed.
Yeah, I would I would have to applaud Trump for saying that it's not a top priority right now, but that entire situation is just ridiculous from head to toe. Just about 6:52 here. We will take one final break, the final frontier. When we return in just a couple minutes, we will take over some pop culture headlines, have a bit of a frivolous segment for you as we ease you into this potentially stormy Thursday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim & Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, you and Michael Jackson, 655 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, checking out the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Luckily, there's not too much going on the roads this evening. That's typically how it is, so thank you for staying as safe as you usually are out there. If there are any issues you're having, they shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 85 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances that will bleed into your Friday. Friday's high is 87, low of 77. And Saturday and Sunday, with both rainfall chances and highs, are going to be similar to Friday as well.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, it's been growing in scope and size since Army planners started working on a festival 2 years ago to mark the military branch's 250th anniversary. CJ Papa has more on the big event.
A portion from the Harry Richmond song, I Love a Parade, that came out in 1932, goes like this. I love a parade, a handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. 93 years later, the thrill is gone for many. According to a new poll, about 6 in 10 Americans say Saturday's big event is not a good use of government money, including 80% of Democrats, but 65% of Republicans believe it's a good use of taxpayer dollars. The numbers from an AP NORC Center for Public Research survey. The parade will include hundreds of military vehicles and aircraft, plus thousands of soldiers. It takes place Saturday, which is President Trump's birthday as well as Flag Day. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And if you want to visit the fictional Aurora, Illinois music store where Wayne and Garth shopped, you have only a month left to get there. The actual California music store, where scenes from the 1992 movie Wayne's World were shot, announced it shutting down in mid-July after 78 years. A special screening of Wayne's World is scheduled for July 10th at the store before it officially shuts down.
Issues with jury deliberation has had big impacts on the Harvey Weinstein retrial. This comes after a split jury verdict was given on the charges Weinstein was facing. Lauren Green in New York City this afternoon with a story.
The judge is declaring a mistrial on the one rape charge after the jury foreperson refused to continue deliberations today. Tensions began Friday when one juror asked to be excused because he felt another member was being treated unfairly. The jury foreperson called for a closed-door meeting with the judge, where he apparently said he was concerned for his safety. The jury could not agree on the charge that accused Weinstein of raping former actress Jessica Mann. Before the verdicts, Weinstein made a personal plea to the judge for a mistrial, saying, "This is my life that's on the line. This is not fair. It's time to end this trial."
And President Trump was greeted with a mixture of boos and cheers during last night's musical at the Kennedy Center. Plenty of Trump supporters were in attendance during the performance and cheered when the president entered. But Trump critics were also in the audience, booing, shouting expletives, and calling him a felon. It was Trump's first production at the Kennedy Center, which he seized control of earlier this year and named himself as the board chair.
And he probably should have said, "And your point is..." To all the folks demonstrating. He looked really nice on the red carpet last night. You and I watched him, and we saw it looked pretty darn impressive. Sabrina Carpenter reveals a new album's on the way. Michelle Polino has a sneak peek for you.
Sabrina Carpenter is coming back with a new album, Man's Best Friend, dropping August 29th. She announced the release during an Instagram Live while flipping through records from Donna Summer, ABBA, and Dolly Parton before landing on her own. So sexy, so the album artwork shows Carpenter on all fours with a hand tugging her hair. The first single, Man Child, shot to number one on Spotify globally and in the U.S. Carpenter hits the road again this fall for another sold-out arena run. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And former MTV VJ Ananda Lewis has died at the age of 52. Her death was confirmed Wednesday by her sister, who took to social media, writing in part, "Lord rest her soul." Lewis revealed in 2020 that she was battling breast cancer, admitting at the time that due to a longstanding fear of radiation, she hadn't been getting regular mammograms.
A controversial member of the Democratic National Committee is stepping down. Boy, a lot of mess here. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
David Hogg says he won't run again for vice chair of the DNC after party members called for a new election. Hogg recently drew criticism over his plans to spend millions of dollars to back younger candidates that would challenge sitting Democratic lawmakers in primary races. He had planned to push through his group Leaders We Deserve, which is separate from the DNC. This week, DNC members voted to force new elections for the vice chair posts, which have been held by Hogg and Malcolm Kenyatta. In response, Hogg decided to quit party leadership rather than run again for the position. His decision to leave the DNC follows a report by Politico that included leaked audio of a meeting highlighting party infighting. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's an event happening tomorrow you might want to take in. Office of Representative Michelle Saltzman, in partnership with state, local, and federal officials, hosting in-person mobile office hours to assist constituents with casework issues, happens tomorrow at the Escambia Tax Collector's Office in Brentwood. Have a nice night, everybody.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.